If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This week, I'm in Cottleville at the Yuppie Puppy Pet Spa with the owner, Jessica Cook. Thanks for inviting me over here.
Thanks for coming.
This place is gorgeous, first
Thank
of
you.
All. We are sitting in pink chairs.
Yes.
And what room are we in?
We call this room the Zen Room. So it's a multi-purpose room for some private training, the nervous dogs, and then also this is where you would come to meet your potential new match.
Okay, so let's start with the history. You have two locations, right? Tell me where they are. Obviously, we're in Cottleville, but and how it got started.
We have two locations. One is in O'Fallon, right outside of Wing Haven, 2301 Technology Drive, and then the Cottleville location that we're at now, 5289 Highway Inn. Yuppie Puppy was born in 2003 when I wanted to create a place where I would want to bring my dogs to provide all the services for one-stop shop, hotel, daycare, training, and grooming.
And the name comes from where?
I wish I could say I was creative, but there was a show called Will and Grace, and Jack took his dog to the Yuppie Puppy, and nobody had it here, and it stuck. It stuck all those years ago.
Is it a chain elsewhere, or is it just here?
Not that I know of. We're not a chain. I'm the owner, family ran. But there are other Yuppie Puppies not affiliated with us throughout the country.
Okay. So tell me about your services.
So we take a more holistic approach to pet care. So from the hotel to grooming, daycare training, we know that one size all it doesn't happen with dogs. We were just talking about Akitas, how they're very particular. So pretty much whatever we need to do through talking with the owners to make your pet have the best experience is what we're going to do.
So there's a spa, and what does that entail?
So the spa, that's how we first started as a grooming spa. I'm a groomer by trade. The spa is what it sounds like. It's a spa for dogs. So from our luxury shampoos, our bathing process, all our tools, the groomers, we've got microbubble treatments that is just oxygen for dogs that have allergies. It's a true spa day experience for your dogs.
So it's like a little resort. And do you have daycare as well?
We do. We have, we call it play camp, or we do day stays. And again, taking that approach to maybe one of my dogs doesn't like other male dogs, so we're not going to obviously put him in a group with male dogs. Or if they're a young puppy getting introduced, we do some more enrichment things. So it's not just one dog park, we don't like to use that term, situation. It's definitely they have a group of friends and we create a fun day for them.
Why don't you like to use the term dog park?
So dog park in the dog industry is kind of a dirty word.
Two words.
So a lot of times, so like in a facility like ours, we're going to make sure dogs have recent fecal tests. We're going to make sure that they are vaccinated. We're going to assess them energy level wise to make sure that it's going to be a fun and safe experience. And a lot of times dog parks are more, my dog has a lot of energy, let's just go through it in this park. And that's how some accidents can happen.
But you still have outdoor spaces here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So outdoor spaces, and we do, yeah, group play. But it's about making sure that those dogs that are doing group play are having a great time.
You mentioned training, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's also training.
Yes. Training is huge. If that's one service that I could recommend just to put manners on your dog, for not only to make life easier for us, but it's a way to understand your dog. And having a recall, we do rescue here where so many dogs are lost or found, and it's such an important tool to, does your dog come when you call it, but does it come every time with distractions is so important. And again, making it fun. So we do everything from puppy basics to working through some really tough behaviors where parents might be frustrated. And we create a program just for that dog and the parents, what they're looking for.
Who are the people doing the training?
We have certified trainers at both locations. They do a wonderful job.
I've been a part of a training of a dog, and I was just fascinated by the process and the results.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is hard. It's understanding, you know, and dogs don't understand when, say, you know, you come home from work and they chewed something up and then you're correcting them. Well, it takes about 3 to 5 seconds of that behavior when it's happening for them to correlate, oh, you didn't want me to chew your shoes? So, yes, being a big part, owners, you know, and that's what we do too, is we very, very much involve the owners in the training, because, yes, our trainers can put those manners on, but if you guys don't do the homework and follow through, then it goes back to old behaviors.
Exactly. So you also adopt.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yep. So our nonprofit rescue, Yuppie Puppies Forever, our main focus is dogs who are orphaned due to deceased or terminally ill owners. That's a big passion of mine. Being in business 22 years, so many clients were approaching us and saying, my mom passed and she loved, you know, bringing her dog to Yuppie Puppy. We know the dog is comfortable here. Can you place them? And so now we're up to almost 2,500 dogs.
2,500?
2,500 dogs. And they're treated like our guests from the minute they come in. If they need some training, we're going to put some training on them to make them more adoptable and then carry that over to the adopters. They provide grooming, and any dog that's adopted through us gets 50% off life for life here, because we want to say thank you for adopting.
Are there any other
going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Services that I missed talking about, or does that cover the...
The pet hotel?
Did we go over hotel. That? The pet hotel. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know about that.
The pet hotel. So we're staffed 24 hours a day. We have the pet doctor, veterinarian next to each of our locations. We do tend to board quite a few dogs that normally maybe pet parents couldn't go out of town because they have extreme medical needs or just have some special needs, some extra things, and we're able to do that here.
So what's the process for having a dog stay here, and how long can they stay?
So we've had dogs that just need to stay overnight or even the day, and we've had them stay the whole summer for extended vacations. So you can book online, or we always say if it's your first time, come in, take a tour. Let's make sure that we're always about trying to better your pet. So we want to make sure that you pick out the appropriate room, talk through the special needs, and meet some of the staff. So say a dog or cat is diabetic or has some extreme medication needs. We're going to have you go next door to the pet doctor if that already isn't your vet to do a consult. Let them know that your pet is staying and say the blood levels maybe need to be checked while they're here. So they come over. We work very closely, and vet techs can come over, or the veterinarian can come over and check the pet. And that is the extreme case. Or just sometimes if you know you're going on an extended stay and your dog is 18 years old, we want to make sure that they're staying hydrated and all their calorie intake is good. So just by having that dialogue and working with the pet doctor and us, we're able to do those.
So is it a hospice in some ways in those situations?
Sometimes it is, where people have to travel for work, or they have to go out of town, and we just want to make sure that we're going to do the best we can and take care of them and put the pet parents at ease that we can take care of them. But then we have young dogs that this is just a way of life, and they're weekend stayers, and it's just, so we board a variety of different types.
And the pet doctor next door is not affiliated with you, but used to be?
Yeah. So we're not, we just always, 2003, when I was just a grooming shop, the veterinarian, Dr. Hamerly, was becoming a vet right out of school, and that was kind of how our partnership started. It was just made sense, whether it was a nervous dog grooming or a very reactive cat that needed to be shaved down, then they could go next door to the pet doctor, get sedated, and then we could finish the grooming over there. So it just kind of went hand in hand for some of those special needs animals.
And grooming, that's another service that you provide, and that's very important in terms of nails and all that stuff, and hair.
Yeah. So grooming, it's definitely the dogs that grow up with, it's just a way of life. Running, they're excited. It makes them feel better to get all the hair off. As we went in there, everything is a doodle oodle these days. And so our groomers are booked up with monthly appointments with those just to keep them fluffy and avoiding the dreaded shave that the oodle parents don't like.
Right. Well, I've seen the nail process, and previous dogs have not enjoyed that whatsoever, but I guess some dogs are okay with it. It's just...
Yeah, they're all different, and it depends on how you handle them. So we have some dogs that, even though our tables go down to the ground, it's still giving them a little uncertainty, so we just do them on the floor. Some dogs, as soon as they see the nail clippers, get unsteady, so we just file them. So it's finding out what's going to make each dog more comfortable.
What about feeding, in terms of what kinds of food you provide here?
So we ask that everybody brings enough for what the dog is normally eating, no matter what it is. So we have a full freezer, fridge, because now more than ever, a lot of clients are cooking for their dogs. So
that a thing now?
That's a thing. Yeah, they usually bring it prepared, and we measure out for them. And so, yeah, whatever your dog is normally on, we just include that in their stay. We prefer them to stay on their own diet.
That's a good idea. What are some of the challenges of running a business like that? You're providing a lot of services. I mean, there are pet groomers who only do pet grooming. There are daycares that only do that. You guys are doing all of it.
Yes, amazing staff. Megan, my vice president, she was my first employees in 2004. So she, you know, grew up with me side by side, so running the business. And then amazing staff. We've got great managers and then 24-hour staff. So it's definitely not a one-woman job. It's a staff of about, I think we have 42 employees.
And that's for both locations?
Yeah.
Are there plans to expand, or you just...
Not at this time. I think I'm really proud of what Yuppie Puppy has become, and my passion these days is rescue. So I do plan on eventually getting a Yuppie Puppies Forever its own facility. So that's the next venture, probably.
Say that again. Sorry, I missed
it. The rescue. I would like to get a separate rescue facility.
Okay, so. The rescue, just to let people know a little bit more about that, I know you mentioned people who were elderly or ill or died who's had pets. And do you rescue other dogs from other situations?
We do. If we can, we take on, so our dogs never run out of time. So when one gets adopted, it opens up a space for another. And I wish there was no room. There was not that needed, but there is. Usually we have a waiting list now, and the requests for people needing placement for their dogs or strays or other shelters that are full and unable to help, it can be pretty daunting. So the need is there, and I would love to have a facility where we could do more and use it more as an education tool too, because a lot of people that we find that if we'll transfer some of the young dogs, they were just a young dog that needed some structure, that weren't understanding what they were being asked, or, you know, maybe people didn't understand how to use a crate and things. So if we can also educate and keep that dog in the home by doing some training and some resources, that's going to be best case scenario.
And I don't like this term, but is this a no-kill shelter?
It is. Yes. So, you know, we also, it's a tough situation. You know, if there is a dog, it doesn't happen very often, but unfortunately, if there is a dog that I wouldn't put in my home around children or would be a danger, or sometimes it is just extreme. Sometimes the dogs are medical condition that it's just would be cruel. There's, you know, after all options are exhausted, but yes, we are a no-kill shelter.
Jessica Cook, the owner of Yuppie Puppy. There are two locations, one in Cottleville, one in O'Fallon, Missouri. Thanks for inviting me in. This place is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I hope anyone listening that has an animal or wants one will come visit.
Thank you. We'd love to see you. Stop by anytime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.